Contributions to the Salvation Army cattle campaign are down to half of what they were a year ago, the charity says. As well, the postal strike is disrupting donations, warned the operator of the Gateway of Hope homeless shelter in Langley City, along with programs in more than 50 other BC communities. According to Captain Gina Haggett, the BC Division Director for Public Relations, with the Salvation Army annual Christmas fundraising campaign in full swing, we are seeing that donations are currently down by 50% compared to last year, which includes local Salvation Army kettles and mail-in donations. The Salvation Army receives 65% of all donations through the mail, so we are deeply concerned as the current Canada Post disruption continues, Haggett told the Langley Advance Times. Donations during November and December help families, individuals, couples, and seniors at Christmas time and all year around with the basic necessities. Haggett said the Salvation Army is asking all donors, individuals, businesses, and corporations, not to wait until Canada Post resumes its services, but to please choose another way to donate. Suggested options include donating online at salvationarmy.ca, by calling 1-800-SAL-ARMY, or by donating in person at a local Salvation Army kettle hosted by volunteers at various Langley locations, some of which can accommodate debit and credit card tap-and-go options. Donations must be received by December 31st to be eligible for a 2024 charitable tax receipt. Haggett said the Salvation Army is always in need of volunteers, explaining the annual kettle campaign would not be possible without the thousands of kettle hosts who volunteer their time. The Salvation Army is grateful for the support of our dedicated volunteers, Haggett said. Anyone interested in helping is asked to visit salvationarmy.ca/volunteer/ to sign up and volunteer their time. Whole families, business teams, and groups are all welcome, Haggett remarked. Giving hope today is truly a team effort. Historical accounts suggest the tradition of Salvation Army kettles got started in San Francisco in 1891 when a Captain Joseph McPhee was looking for a way to help provide meals to families in need, and remembered the Simpson's Pot, a large, iron kettle left out in various ports of call so passers-by could toss a coin or two to help the poor. McPhee put up a kettle with a sign asking to keep the pot boiling, which raised enough money to provide meals to thousands of people in need, and launched a tradition that spread around the world.